Cardinals and Blue Jays back at it after a washout on Wednesday. It's Matt Latos on the hill for Toronto against Carlos Martinez. Martinez in trouble in the second, facing Russell Martin.
Martin with a high fly ball into right center. Fowler back, looks up, 1-0 Blue Jays. On an 0-2 pitch, Russell Martin with his third home run.
Playing a ground ball off the middle into center field, a base hit, and two runs are going to score. It is now 3-0.
Just like that. Base hit into right. Run scores, and that cuts the lead to 4-2, and the tying run comes into play. It's a 1-1. Grichik with a high fly ball into left center. Pilar is back at the wall. We're tied! Down to their final out. Grichik has tied it at 4. 3-2. Carpenter, a drive into deep right. Do it with an exclamation point. Grand slam! Grand slam, Carpenter! The Cardinals walk it off in 11.
It's Carpenter's second career walk-off homer as St. Louis wins it 8-4 after losing in 11 on Tuesday. The Cardinals win this one in 11 to split the series. Matt Bowman gets his first win of the season. St. Louis has now won 7 of their last 9, and manager Mike Matheny talked about his team's improvements.
Great win. That's all. Great win. And guys just kept playing the game and didn't let anything keep them down. And that's great to see from our club right now. And to push late, get back in it, hold on to it, and then take it in the end. Take it right there with Carr, big at-bat. It was a great win for us.
Make it easier for some of the teaching points that you've talked about when there's something earlier in the game that you're going to want to teach on versus them when they come back and they make a good play later in the game to kind of have that positive reinforcement at the end?
We're learning all the time, and as long as guys are open, got their mind on getting better all the time, we'll take advantage of things that are obvious and things that are not so obvious, and that's what our staff likes to do, and our players are open all the time. So had a lot of things that we can learn from, but today the thing to learn from is the fact just keep your nose in there and keep playing the game, and we'll pick each other up.
What did you see from Carlos? You think this was a step forward, a significant stride?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you could tell that timing we were talking about before the game. He was very conscious about it, and he was very good right from the beginning. You know, he had the solo homer. Besides that, it was I thought some of his better executed pitches, had the one inning that went kind of sour, gave up a couple runs, pitching careful at times, which we need to, and getting to a big spot. They had that big hit, and they got it. And for the most part, though, it was definitely a step in the right direction.
What happened on the throw to second? Is that something the infielders should have picked up? Or?
I think they were both thinking it, and they saw something, and then they got they both kind of took a break there and saw him move, and nobody was on the back.
Tyler Lyons to work out of that situation with just one run allowed, that ends up being a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he did a nice job. And, it's been a little while for him, so we needed to get him in there, and we need to use him too on a day like this. When we have two games, we've got a lot of innings to cover, let alone going extra innings, and Tyler did a nice job keeping us in it.
We've seen Poe pitch in a doubleheader before, but now that he's a closer and workload, is that still, or how much of a possibility?
Yeah, there's quite a few pitches. See what he says. But I'm not. We'll see.
That goes back to the flexibility you've talked about before, though, with having a Rosenthal for a situation like this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, almost had to use him, too, though. I mean, you're going to have to use everybody. And when you've got a chance to pull away a win, you don't really hold anything back. But, now Trevor should be good to go in the next one. We have to have some other guys step into some other innings.
Was Tyler going to throw in one of these games regardless, or was there a situation that you wanted to use him in? Or?
No, I think, Carlos rolls for 6 and we got a lead, you'd probably see a lot of the similar guys we've seen in the last third of the game with a lead. So then we'd see if we needed him in the next game. But, we'd like to see him pitch, but we have to go after every win. I mean, that's all there is to it.
I think some of that inning was rust at all for him. I mean, come back from
maybe
rehab.
Yeah, maybe. But once again, I mean, every game's the same thing. I mean, we can't just throw guy to throw him if he doesn't fit into a situation. That just doesn't make sense. So and we have to have ourselves guarded to in case the situation puts us in a spot where we need someone to throw multiple innings, and that's kind of what he does. So it's been hard to force him in there. We had a lot of close games, but he did a good job. He pulled together.
Is it just strategy, or has Piscotty got anything? Or?
And we had pitching. It was a pitching issue, yeah.
With Randall.
Been working on his swing. Obviously, he had a good day today. Do you see him making strides with that?
Yeah, you know, he's a dangerous hitter, and you know, we needed that lift, to say the least. And you know, he's going to be a top tier hitter, and he's just got to work, right? I mean, we keep saying that. That's kind of our go to phrase, go to word, but he's working on the right things. He knows what he needs to do. He knows how the opposition's attacking him and things that he needs to improve on. And you know, he's not that far from getting it really figured out. But you know, once he gets to a pitch that he's looking in the zone for, it's amazing what he can do with it.
Talk a lot about the defense and the continued effort there. How much can the offense kind of, I guess, rising up to what it can be, take some pressure off that every game? I mean, well, I know it's going to be continued effort, but just the offense, if those guys reach up to their averages, we're probably not talking about defense as much.
No,
as
we probably are.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a game of pressure, yeah. And so our guys are prepared. They understand at this level it's all about execution and playing the game clean. And I know we put it on ourselves. The expectations are high to play the game the right way. And yeah, I mean, winning cures just about everything. But if we're not playing clean baseball, we're making mistakes. You know, it's gonna be something that stands out to us. It's something we have to fix. And you know, we just stay the course. And you know, the problem is when you know guys become afraid of making a mistake, whether it's on the bases or whether it's in the field. We want them to stay aggressive, but we want them to think. We want them to use their instincts. But you know, they're just going to be. All season. I mean, as long as they play, they're going to be things that you got to, you know, I had a conversation with a guy the other day. He's been around the league a long time about something really simple. I mean, it's just, it happens. And I think that's what we're supposed to do, always get better.
Mike, how does that kind of fit what you're talking about, staying aggressive, with the being picked off at second base? It's three times this week. And from your perspective as a former catcher, that seems like a pretty rare thing to happen that often.
Yeah, it's usually on the bunt play. But yeah, you know, it's something we don't want to happen, and we keep talking about. But once again, guys are trying to balance that aggressiveness with smart play, and you know, it's just sometimes easier than others.
You talked about obviously wanting to get Carp going, not just the result, but the at bat that he took in the 11th to string that long at bat. Is that kind of a sign that he looks pretty close to being?
Yeah, right? And he hasn't been that far off. I mean, we just get accustomed to him, you know, putting the ball in play and grinding through at bats. Yeah, something like what he just did could get anybody on a real good run, but it's perfect timing. And you know, he's a professional hitter, knows what he's doing. He's another guy's working on the right things, and he'll get there.
The walk-off hero talked about a much-needed win for the Cardinals after the game.
Oh man, it's pretty fun. You know, he made some pitches on me during the at bat, and I was able to work it back to full count. And you know, he left a curveball up in the zone. I was able to hit it out.
Your eyes got wide. He hung it a little bit, right?
Yeah, he hung it. I mean, I just knew my eyes got big because I knew I was at worst going to be able to hit a sac fly in that situation, but I hit it good enough to hit it out of the ballpark.
When it bounces off the bat, do you know it's gone?
When I hit it, I knew I got it. Yeah, yeah.
How about the way you guys battled back in this one? Colton Wong, a triple to open the inning?
Yeah, you know, one thing we've done is this team doesn't quit. You know, we've at times played some sloppy baseball that we're trying to figure out, but one thing we aren't is we're not quitters, as you saw tonight. I mean, you know, the game got kind of ugly there for a second, but we kept fighting, and we found a way to win this game, and it's a big win for us. Hopefully we can sweep this doubleheader.
Congratulations. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you.
The Redbirds continue their homestand on Friday. Lance Lynn gets the start in a series opener with the Reds. It's Tim Adelman throwing for Cincinnati.